mean, all you should take off the shelf right now is dig into your pantry and get some seasonings out that you haven't seen yet. This is Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're talking about Michigan Fresh this week. And now's the time that when these type of things come in, all the vegetables and things that are going to be here in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, now's the time that I empty out the freezer, right? And I get that old stuff off the shelf and try to use it up because I'm going to want some new stuff in there for the balance of the winter. And if there's any leftovers, now would be a great time to do it. And
my freezer's pretty empty.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it thawed.
Yeah, mine did too, but I had pretty much only meat in there on that one. All the vegetables were in another freezer that didn't go. So, but anyway, the frozen corn and beans and things of that nature. During the break, you got a call from your local farm market.
From Heidi's Market, yes. Yep. They're on I-96, exit 52, fantastic farm market. And she told me I have 2 bushels of pickles ready, so 2 half bushels.
Okay.
So this weekend, while I'm batching it, I'm going to be slicing up little baby dills and making my mother's bread and butter pickle recipe.
So those are discs?
Because I could find nobody to help me.
Right, yeah. So those are discs? You're not doing the whole pickle, right?
Right.
You're just slicing them off in discs?
Yeah.
So what's in a bread and butter pickle?
Gosh, you know, that gives me a thought. I wonder why bread and butter pickles are never just the whole little pickle.
Would that be a gherkin then if it was a whole one?
Well,
because sometimes I see those in the store and they're a sweeter pickle. Aren't they sweeter?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
I love bread and butter pickles, and they're the best thing to eat with pasties other than pickled beets.
Oh, I don't know. Ketchup's good.
Yeah. Says you. Oh, you're converted now?
Yeah.
You're off the gravy?
I was just offered that up, man. I just wondered if you were listening.
Well, you have ketchup also, but
right. You
have to have an aside.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a side.
Sure, with your pasty. So what is a bread and butter pickle? Just a sweet pickle? Are there anything else in the jar besides the cucumber?
Well, it's got like turmeric, mustard seed, celery seed, cloves.
So those are some pretty strong seasonings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gets this cool yellow kind of...
The turmeric would do that, right?
Yep. And, oh my gosh, if you do it right, they're fantastic.
Right. But it's a sweet pickle. It's not a dill pickle.
It's salty sweet.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is a sweeter.
Well, it is a brine you're putting in.
It is a sweeter, but it's not as sweet. I don't like sweet pickles.
Okay.
Never did. I don't mind the relish on, like, tuna salad.
Right.
But I have no use for sweet pickles. Now, a good dill pickle, great. And I suppose I should be thinking about this and maybe doing a half a bushel in bread and butter and then a half a bushel whole. It'd be easier. And just do a dill pickle.
Right. Well, during the break, we were talking a little bit about peppers and how we can't overlook those at this time of year is that not just bell pepper, but you are a connoisseur of spicy peppers much more than I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you could change a flavor profile in one of those, put
a
little meat in there.
I always put a jalapeno in every bread and butter jar.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Yep. So you just keep talking. You figure out more things that are in his recipes.
And sometimes I'll put a little red pepper in there.
Right. Like,
just for color.
Oh, like bell pepper?
Just a few slices of red. Just it dolls it up. I also put Spanish onion in there.
Okay.
Because it just adds to the beauty. I do that with my asparagus, too. And I find that the onions, when you're done, are just an awesome thing because pickled onions like are used on so many Mexican recipes. You'll very often pickle an onion like on the spot, like a 5-hour brine pickled onion.
Yes.
For Spanish recipes, Mexican recipes, and
right. These
coming out of the jar are just fantastic for that. If you're making a sandwich,
still crunchy a little bit. They don't lose their crunch.
Yeah, and it's not even about the texture of those as much as what it does to your sandwich. Especially if you've eaten all the bread and butter pickles, you still have pickles for your sandwich.
This sounds like a personal issue to
me.
Well,
it's called tradition.
Running out of bread and butter pickles.
Tradition,
Well, but you got a half a bushel. That ought to carry you for a few weeks.
Yeah, so I'll have to decide sometime this afternoon which way I'm running with that. But back to the actual show plan.
Why?
Ways to grill corn on the cob.
I'll come out of the box with one super simple, just because I think that 9 out of 10 people that are listening like bacon. And get yourself some of the thin bacon, not thick. Just simply wrap it around there. And it's husked corn, right? Cleaned off husked corn. put the bacon around there, and then, as we always do, where the bacon ends are, you start down with that because that'll seal it, right? And then once it's
a little spot weld.
Right, yeah. And then once it's been on that side for 3 or 4 minutes, you just roll it a quarter at a time, all right, till you get around all four sides. The corn will be well cooked. You just want to cook it till the bacon is done. But then it'll wrap around there and it'll shrink down. And don't cook it so long that it crumbles, because you still want to be able to bite the corn and get the bacon and have the rest of it stay on there.
Does it stay on there while you're eating?
Not perfectly, but for the first few bites.
You don't need to put any butter on it.
That's right. You're putting bacon fat on it, man. I'm telling you. Maybe that's why my doc said my cholesterol is a little out of whack. Oh. I don't know. But, hey, I'm all good with that. If I got to go, I'm going to go eating bacon, baby. But that's a super simple one. That shouldn't take more than like 10, 12 minutes.
So if you're not wanting to husk them, I mean, I'm a firm believer, and Heidi's is a great place, again, for fresh corn. They grow their own bread. They call it cookies and cream or
right,
peaches
yep,
and
yep.
cream, something like that.
It's a white and yellow.
Yeah. And it's my mouth's watering thinking about it. They grow the best corn for corn on the cob you can find anywhere. I'd match it to any corn you can get. That I'll just take those whole ears, and I'll throw them right on the grill, and I'll, again, roll them when they start to get brown. And when all the sides are brown, there's no sides, it's round. But when most of it's brown, it's done. Pull it off and just put it on a big platter or put it in a cooler. Keep it warm.
Right.
And matter of fact, that's a great idea if you're limited on your grill space. Just grill the corn in advance and throw it in a cooler, because it's pretty durable. It's pretty hardy. It can't hurt anything.
Yep.
But just know that when you take it out, there's going to be a lot of that husk wants to kind of get brown and burn up, and it makes a mess.
Okay. And I'm going to go right down that same cooler thing with cooler corn. Super simple one. Leave the corn husked on. Put the corn in the cooler first. Get a big couple-gallon pot of boiling water. Dump it on top. Close the lid. Whenever you're ready to eat it, from 15 minutes to an hour and a half, that stuff will be done, because that boiling water is going to heat the corn through and cook it. But yet it'll stay in there, and it stays really moist.
But that's not grilled corn.
Well, it's not grilled corn. It's boiled corn, right? But it's in a cooler. It's
okay.
Cooler corn.
Okay. There's also lots of ways. If you are taking it out of the husk, you can put some oil on it and some different spices. Do you have any spices, combinations that you'd put on corn
well,
when
you
do
know,
it?
There's a really simple one that if you like wing sauce, right? Just take, I would do 2 sticks of butter and about a half a jar of wing sauce. Melt the butter. Whip the wing sauce in it.
Just brush it on.
And brush it on there, man. And you're going to get a little tang on your corn, but it offers up a just a great little flavor option, because, you know, corn is really, really good on its own. But after you have it about 3 nights in a row, it's like, I want to try to do something a little bit different with it. But usually butter, salt, and pepper is just, you know, knocking it out of the park for me. But anyway, those are couple other options. I got lots of them here if you want to talk about them.
Let's hit some Michigan Fresh in the next segment. Maybe some
yep.
tomatoes.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do that little Michigan Fresh, a little bit of tomato, and maybe even a roasted ripe one. Stick with us. We'll be back. We want more. We want more. We want more.